The NFL draft is only a few weeks away, so it's time to take a closer look at some of the names that caught my attention at wide receiver, tight end, and running back in my pre-draft breakdown.
Obviously, at the wide receiver position, Clemson's Sammy Watkins and Mike Evans out of Texas A&M are one and two, but here's some other names to keep your eye on. Ole Miss's wide receiver, Dante Moncrief. He's 6'2", 221 pounds, and runs a 4.4 40. He's a guy that just is a touchdown maker on the outside. He started all 38 games for the Rebels, so his durability is not a question. What I like most is his ability to change to another gear and track the football down for big plays. He can get behind coverage versus man-to-man or in zone. He has a nice mix of height, bulk, and top-end speed, which gives him the ability for run-after-play opportunity. Another wide receiver on my list is Vanderbilt's Jordan Matthews. He uses his body well to shield defenders and plays the ball very well in the air. He also has the speed on the outside to outrun defenders to find the end zone. One of the qualities I like is that he's big and strong, but yet he can catch the ball without breaking stride. Watch this as he gives a double move to the outside and then tracks the football over his outside shoulder for a big play. Next up, USC's Marquise Lee. At 5'11", 192 pounds, Lee displays a fluid route-running ability and terrific quickness to change direction. He can beat you in a double move, and he can compete for the football on the outside. He's clocked at a 4.5 240, but I believe he plays faster than his 40 time. He has great instincts, and his numbers are off the charts when you go back to 2012 and 2011, well over 1,000 yards. This year, he was sidelined to miss three games with a knee injury, but came back strong and is one of those guys that should end up in the first or second round. The last wide receiver on my list is South Carolina's Bruce Ellington. What I like about Ellington is his willingness to work across the middle, but he has the speed to beat you outside. At only 5'10", he's not going to challenge too many players in the air for the football, but he has a knack to find the open areas in the zone. Here against Georgia, a wide open opportunity in the end zone that he hand catches in the back. And also, the speed on the edge. Look at him fly down the sideline against Tennessee for another 6 points. As I turn my attention to the tight end position, North Carolina's Eric Ebron is at the top of the class. At 6'4 and a half and 250 pounds, he has the speed to gain leverage vertically and the size to box out defenders when the ball is in the air. Ebron is probably the most dangerous passing threat in this year's tight end class. Next on the list is Texas Tech's Jace Amaro. The junior stands at 6'5, 265 pounds, and works the middle of the field with great effectiveness. He doesn't possess great speed, but he has the ability to make defenders miss, especially in the red zone. 7 touchdowns in 2013 and over 1,000 yards reception. He plays with a nasty disposition, and he started all 13 games for Tech. And he has the ability to catch it in tight quarters. Next up, Notre Dame's Troy Nicholas at 6'6", 270 pounds, probably one of the biggest tight ends in this year's class. He's more of a rugged tight end that finds a way to get the job done. He's only spent 2 seasons at the tight end position, so he's a work in progress. But he's probably one of the best blocking tight ends in this year's class. My final tight end to keep a close eye on is Washington's Austin Seferin Jenkins. He stands at 6'5 and a half and 262 pounds. He's just a touchdown maker. In 2013, 8 touchdowns on only 36 receptions. He's also a very smooth route runner that has a natural feel in the passing game. And he'll win most one-on-one battles, especially in the red zone, because of his large frame. Everyone is assuming that Ohio State's Carlos Hyde will be the first running back that comes off the board. But here are 3 names the Dolphins might have some interest in later rounds. My list starts with Auburn's Trey Mason. At only 5'8 and a half, 207 pounds, Trey displays great vision and the ability to squeeze through creases at the line of scrimmage, especially in the red zone, where he had 23 touchdowns in 2013. He has great feet in the hole and can stop and start without losing any ground. Mason may not have breakaway speed, but he has enough speed to be effective once he gets into the second level. Florida State's Devontae Freeman has some of the same characteristics as Auburn's Trey Mason. He runs with a purpose and always seems to finish runs moving forward. Freeman attacks the line of scrimmage and is very decisive when he's running north and south, especially in goal line situations or short yardage opportunities. He always seems to move the pile. Rounding out the running backs is UCF's Storm Johnson. What I like about Johnson is he shows nice patience setting up blocks, but can also explode and accelerate when in the open field. He displays good vision and is willing to finish runs by lowering his pads to take on defenders. His deceptive top-end speed will make him very attractive in this year's draft class.
I'm John Congemi. Remember to go to Dolphins.com for more pre-draft breakdowns and all your news and notes on the Miami Dolphins.